news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. Hey, y'all, I got good news. Dr. Bill has a reduction in the high temps. Now, still may be upper 80s and 90s, but compared to the record-setting heat from yesterday, things are looking up. We'll get more from him coming up in just a second. Right now, the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pinsentons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, looks like there's a little slowdown westbound on the Bayway just past the Battleship Parkway exit due to a disabled 18-wheeler on the right shoulder. Again, it's slowing up traffic, but once you get past there, no delays. The good news is a couple accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pinsentons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at pinsentonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, Mobile police are looking for a second suspect in the Ladd People shooting, which happened last month when 9 people were injured. Now, the suspect already charged is 17-year-old LaFleur High School student D'Angelo Parnell. Now, ballistics tests, though, now show a second shooter was involved. Parnell has been charged with 9 counts of attempted murder involving the shooting. According to the public safety director, James Barber, police realize that there may have been shots fired at Parnell. Initially, though, while reviewing security footage, they could not see a second shooter, but ballistics exams confirmed 2 380 caliber shell casings were on the scene. Parnell had a 9mm gun, according to police. Now, once police continued to review security camera footage, they saw that shots continued to be fired after Parnell had stopped shooting and was trying to run from the scene. The public safety director says that he, quote, did not think Parnell is even aware of who or if or anybody else fired. And he goes on to tell AL.com, quote, we are looking into who shot who at this point. We're relatively confident that we are dealing with a second shooter, and we need someone to come forward and identify them. Parnell has pleaded not guilty. If you have information regarding this case, you're encouraged to contact Mobile Police. Blount High School was put on a brief lockdown Wednesday after a student brings a BB gun to school. That's according to the Mobile County Public School System. According to the MCPSS spokesperson, the student did not make any threats to other people with the gun. The lockdown was lifted a short time later and before the last bell of the day after Pritchard Police investigated. No further details have been released on this student. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during Dockside Reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man living in Auburn has been arrested on a terrorism charge. The FBI says Naif Kashu told agents he would execute a U.S. soldier if ordered by the Islamic State. He arrived in the U.S. in 2015 to study nursing at a community college. He has been charged with lying to federal agents and destroying records. Alberta police say someone is using their phone number as part of a scam. The person is calling residents claiming his name is Officer Mitchell. Alberta police say no one by that name works on the force. Spring Hill's volleyball coach could become the winningest volleyball coach in any division. Peggy Martin has 1,347 career wins. Tonight, as the Badgers host the University of Mobile, she is looking for win number 1,348. Martin has coached at Spring Hill for more than a decade. Many of her wins came at the University of Central Missouri, where she coached for over 30 years. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our upcoming calendar is as cool as the other side of the pillow. And here comes football. Coming up Saturday, September 28th, the MSA powers up the Gulf Coast Challenge football game featuring Alabama A&M hosting Central State University at Ladd People's Stadium with kickoff at 6 p.m. For ticket info, including local ticket outlets, visit thegulfcoastchallenge.com. Go all out. We do.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
At 713, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Thursday style. Glad you're here. Dr. Bill, in just about 18 minutes or so with a weather update to talk about some cooler temps here for the weekend and activity aplenty in the tropics. That's all straight ahead. Now time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
The SEC opener for Auburn football is now just 2 days away.
Going to College Station, it's not going to be easy because it's just going to be us on the field. It's not like we have a home field advantage. So just to go out there and, like, whatever it takes to win, that's what we're going to do.
At senior guard Markwell Harrell, the Aggies have given up just one touchdown in two home games, a throwaway score against backups at that. Now, while the environment can be tough on opposing offenses, senior safety Daniel Thomas embraces playing on the road.
I honestly like playing away better because, you know, the crowd are not really loud. You know, you can really hear defense communication better because, you know, they're not going to be loud for the offense. So it's better for us communication-wise. We can hear each other, make the checks quicker, and be able to, you know, communicate across the board faster.
The Tigers and Aggies kick just after 2:30 Saturday. We'd like to thank Alpha Insurance for their partnership. You can find a local agent by going online, visiting alphainsurance.com. Auburn Soccer opens conference play tonight at Kentucky. Karen Hoppe on a much-improved Wildcats squad.
They've already matched or surpassed their win total from last year. They're 5-1-2, and, you know, playing away anywhere in the league is difficult, and this is one of our longer journeys in conference play, so it's going to be a tough match to open up conference.
Tonight's match starts at 6 in Lexington. That's the same time we go on the air with Tiger Talk across the network. Gus Malzahn joins us in studio tonight to preview preview the Texas A&M game, plus the voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco, and new Auburn women's tennis coach Caroline Lilly, all on Tiger Talk at 6 o'clock tonight. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsteelpower.com. Real people, Steel people.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009, or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009, or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. AlabamaCaregivers.com.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Disabled 18-wheeler right before you get to the battleship, I-10 westbound, around the 30-mile marker. It's off to the right median, but both lanes of traffic slowing up through there. No other accidents or slowdowns through Mobile. Looks good northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
right, 721 FM Talk 106.5. Cool down on the way, says Dr. Bill. Plus, we're busy in the tropics. More details coming up at 735. Plus, Captain Bobby Abrascato on the way with the FM Talk 106.5 Fisherman Report. Do that around 7:50 this morning. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 21-year-old local music artist is on the run, and Mobile Police needs your help because he should be considered armed and dangerous. Police confirmed they're looking for 21-year-old Colby Crawford. His stage name is No Cap. He's wanted on two active warrants for shooting into an occupied dwelling and reckless endangerment, which happened earlier this month. According to authorities, he is known to carry firearms. No Cap is a local rap artist. His billboard's even seen around town. If you know where Colby Crawford, a.k.a. No Cap, is, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers. That hotline is 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. Is it hot enough for you? Wednesday marked the second straight day of record-breaking temperatures for Mobile and a few other cities in the state of Alabama. According to the National Weather Service, Mobile, Tuscaloosa, Anniston, and Montgomery all set or tied record highs on Wednesday. Anniston hit 98 degrees, breaking their record of 97 set in 2010. Birmingham hit 97 degrees. Their record was 101 in 1927. Here in Mobile, 100 degrees. We broke the record of 96 degrees set in 2018, 2005, and 1925. And over in Troy, 101 degrees. Tuscaloosa saw 99 degrees, tying their record last set in 2010. Here's some good news. Slightly cooler weather is expected in our forecast for today and tomorrow. Some cities may see some rain, but that's why we bring in Dr. Bill. He's going to join us in a few short minutes right here in Mobile Mornings to give us the very latest on our weather forecast for today, tomorrow, into the weekend, and the beginning of next work week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Aggies of Texas A&M. On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cat, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar. And D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
724 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton. Kelly's got more headlines on the way. Kane will update the traffic, and Dr. Bill joins us in just about 10 minutes with a in-depth weather discussion. A little cool down. We'll take it. Maybe 10 degrees or so from yesterday when we set record highs. He'll tell us more about that around 7:35. And on the website, fmtalk1065.com, three big things, top stories of the day.
That's right. You've heard our news partners and Kelly talk about this morning, but police now confirming that there was a second shooter in that shooting at Ladd Peoples Stadium on August the 30th. You know, they arrested the 17-year-old D'Angelo Parnell. He was in the news quite a bit over the last few weeks. Now they say there was a second shooter involved in that. You can read about that story on fmtalk1065.com. Also, I saw, Sean, you put this up on Facebook. Pretty cool. Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Yeah.
They're going to turn blue to honor the slain Tuscaloosa police officer Dornell Cousette. That's a great thing that they're doing up there. there in Tuscaloosa to honor another, you know, unfortunate and awful story.
Fourth this year, officer killed in the state of Alabama.
So they're going to, they said the tribute will take place from 8 to 9 p.m. tonight, turning Bryant Denny blue. And also the university says they're going to put a Tuscaloosa police car at the Walk of Champions until noon tomorrow. So they are showing their respects to the slain officer. And Iran speaking out about what happened with the Saudi Arabia oil fields, diplomat, actually Iran's foreign minister, said that any attack on his country over a drone and missile strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry will result in, quote, all-out war, which means those tensions just keep rising between the U.S., Iran, and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and you look at the situation laid out there. All-out war against whom? Saudi Arabia? The United States?
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you got a proxy situation here. You've got the Saudis, you know, Saudis backing an attack, backing one group, a very small group in Yemen, and the Houthis being backed by Iran, fighting it out in this proxy war. But the, if you, you know, believe what our intelligence folks said, the Iranians, whether it was Houthis involved, but the technology was coming from Iran with the drone that attacked the oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, then if Saudi Arabia, do they attack Houthis or do they attack Iranians? And if then if the Iranians say that leads to all-out war, does that mean they try to go after our naval assets in the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf, or do they go against Saudis, or what do they do?
It was CNN that was able to ask this Zarif, who we've heard from before. They asked him what would be the consequence of a strike from U.S. or Saudi Arabia. That's when he said all-out war. He said it would cause a lot of casualties. He said, I'm making a very serious statement that we don't want to engage in a military confrontation, but we won't blink to defend our territory. He said they've done whatever they could and they haven't been able to bring us to our knees. So it sounds like, you know, a country that is acting at least like they're cornered. And well, to me,
yes,
that means the sanctions are really working. They're crippling the economy. That's why they're acting out like this.
I think every time you see these acting outs, it's exactly that. You're confirming that the sanctions, and President Trump talk about even further sanctions, which I don't know what's left if there are further things to sanction, but more lockdown on the Iranian regime. And wouldn't it be interesting if this could be this war could be fought that way instead of actual missiles and naval exchanges? If you could get to the point where the Iranian people say enough, because remember they had the Green Revolution back during the Obama administration. They rose up in the streets of Tehran and elsewhere. Maybe that could happen again if the people just get so sick of the lifestyle. I mean, their lifestyle is going to be very poor because these embargoes are on all kind of products. They can't sell oil. They can't get money in. They can't get other products into the country. Maybe eventually the people will say, enough of y'all. We need to do something different.
And it's strange to say, and Iran, it's actually, you know, the Muslims in Iran seem to be a bit more progressive than Muslims in other parts of the world. I mean,
if you look at Iran before 78 or 9, it was pretty darn Western, as Middle Eastern countries go.
So you think the squeeze on the economy there, that the people of Iran, they've got to be tired of it.
That's for sure. We'll talk about this some more as we get the 8 o'clock hour started and take your calls at 343-0106. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a look at the tropics and an actual cool down. Now, don't think you need to get the seasonal sweaters out, but a cool down coming. He'll give us details coming up right after News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Bryant Denny Stadium was lit up in blue last night honoring a fallen Tuscaloosa police officer. Officer Dornell Cousette was shot and killed Monday. A vigil is scheduled for tonight, a celebration of life scheduled for Sunday. A man was killed in a motorcycle crash in Escambia County, Florida. This happened last night just before 9 o'clock on Burnville Road near Quarry Road in Century. According to authorities, Richard Goodwin ran off the road and hit a tree. Mobile police are now looking for a second shooter who fired shots during a football game at Ladd Peoples Stadium last month. Public Safety Director James Barber says evidence shows two guns were fired from two different locations.
The Semmes Fire Department is getting a boost from a local sandwich shop. Firehouse Subs donated more than $10,000 to the agency. The fire chief says that money will be used to buy a new hose. With WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
The Trump administration is revising the federal government's rules on automotive emissions. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler.
One national standard will provide much-needed certainty to the automotive industry.
California had already been told it would have to roll back the state's tougher standards to meet federal limits. Lawmakers want to know more about allegations of a covert promise made by President Trump to an unnamed foreign leader. The Inspector General for the Intelligence Community is due on Capitol Hill to answer questions about a whistleblower complaint. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is asking for forgiveness for appearing in brown face during an Arabian Nights themed party in 2001.
Obviously, I regret that I did it. It's not about timing. It's about having done something that I shouldn't have done, and I'm really sorry I did.
Millions in southeastern Texas are under flood watches and warnings, the Weather Service pointing to life-threatening amounts of rainfall. I'm Jan Johnson.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Executives of Facebook, Google, and Twitter are telling Congress they've gotten better and faster at detecting and removing violent extremist content on their social media platforms in the face of mass shootings fueled by hate. Nick Pickles is Twitter's public policy director.
Since 2015, we've suspended more than 1.5 million accounts for violations of our rules related to terrorism, and continue to see more than 90% of these accounts suspended through our own proactive measures.
The executives were questioned at a hearing yesterday by the Senate Commerce Committee and say they're spending money on technology to improve their ability to flag extremist content and reach out to law enforcement. FedEx's profit warning could weigh on other trucking and logistics stocks, including rivals UPS and DHL parent company Deutsche Post. Analysts at Stifel say FedEx's comments about slowing global growth in a weakening eurozone is not good news for UPS or DHL, which both have a greater presence in Europe than FedEx. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866- 957　 8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Hi, I'm Alec Naiman with Naiman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naiman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naiman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naimanscatering.com and let Naiman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And record-setting day. Bad records are set, but record-setting day along the Gulf Coast yesterday.
100 degrees at the airport and breaking the old record of 96 degrees. And one of the dates that that occurred was 1918. So, a very old record, and we had some other readings over 100 degrees, 102 at Pensacola, 104 up at Andalusia. So we had some very hot weather all across the southern portion of Alabama. There is a cold front now that is moving through, and it's going to give us some cooler weather. And so instead of reaching 100 like yesterday, we'll reach only 90 degrees for this afternoon. And that's a little closer to normal. The normal high this time of the year is 87 degrees. Now, look for some sunshine this morning, but this afternoon we could see some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity as this frontal system moves through and then offshore. Tonight, I expect some isolated showers around in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Low tonight will be in the low 70s. But then tomorrow, we'll feel the effects of this dry air mass coming in. It'll be mostly sunny and high in the upper 80s. And then for the weekend, looks really good. Mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday. And high temperatures will be near 90 degrees, but with low humidity. And looking ahead to the first half of next week, sunny and about 92 on Monday. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. So we're going to get back in the 90s next week. I don't think we'll get up near 100 degrees, but enjoy the weather through the weekend because we will have lower humidity.
So there's nothing in the outlook here that shows some big change to fall, something 7-10 days away, nothing, a weakness in the jet stream or whatever you're looking at?
Yeah, well, we're going to see some changes will take place. Climatology would dictate that this has got to occur. Since we're now pushing the second half of September. So chances are that in another week or so, we will finally get a cool air mass coming in and at least drop us a little bit below normal.
All right. Also, the tropics have been very busy.
Yeah, it's a parade right now, at least of tropical waves. We do have three named storms, Imelda, which developed right on the Texas coast, but it's producing a lot of rain. First it was in Houston, now it's in Beaumont, and affecting Louisiana also, and that's eventually going to move well inland. Humberto is still out in the North Atlantic as a hurricane, no threat to any land area at this time. And we have Tropical Storm Jerry, which is out in the Atlantic, a little bit to the east of the Leeward Islands. Looks like Jerry's going to stay out in the open waters. We also have a tropical wave that bears watching in the eastern Caribbean, another one halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and then another tropical wave coming off the African coast. So, as I mentioned, it's rather busy through the tropics.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, more from the world of sports. Speaking of which, Auburn football Saturday here at FM Talk 106.5, the first SEC matchup for Auburn, right?
Yeah, and it's a big game with Texas A&M at College Station, a top 25 matchup. And tonight, got a lot of Auburn talk going on with, of course, Tiger Talk, starting at 6 p.m. after the Paul Feinbaum show with Andy Burcham and guests. And then after that, Doug Holton and Tiger Talk OT right here at 7 o'clock.
All right, good stuff. Y'all check that out. And Dalton's got more in the world of sports coming up in just a sec.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and this weekend, the inaugural Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo at the grounds. We'll be there with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors live at 10 on Saturday. Come out for hunting, fishing, outdoor products, and services, plus guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. That is Saturday and Sunday at the grounds, the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Come see us live for a special edition of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors starting at 10 on Saturday.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not.
They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
I'm Robbie McGee with the Porch Band of Creek Indians. PCI is once again proud to be the title sponsor of the Alabama Coastal Cleanup, covering Alabama's 53 miles of beaches and over 550 miles of coastal waterways. We're proud to be a partner for one of the most successful coastal cleanup efforts in the country. Join us on Saturday, September 21st for the 2019 Alabama Coastal Cleanup. For more information on how you can get involved, go to alabamacoastalcleanup.com.
Brought to you by Alabama Pals, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and this station.
It's a great event, by the way. If you can get out, do it yourself, take the family to do it. Coastal Cleanup makes a big difference because we got trashy people that throw stuff in our waterways. We got to clean up after them. Just the way it is, I guess. 7:42, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We now have more information on a recent two-vehicle crash. It claimed the life of one person and injured another. The crash occurred on U.S. 84 east of Coffeyville, with a surviving person being transported to a Mobile hospital. 42-year-old Alvin Peters was killed when his pickup truck crossed the center line and collided head-on with a Mack truck. A truck driver has been identified as 46-year-old Jermaine Mayfield of Waynesboro, Mississippi. Now, Peters was not wearing his seatbelt. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Mayfield, meantime, was transported by helicopter to USA Medical Center here in the Port City. He did survive, but the extent of his injuries have not yet been released at this hour. The show must go on. After reports surfaced that there was a mold issue at the Sanger, we now know Moon Taxi's upcoming show is postponed until November due to repair work happening at the theater. SMG released a statement this week saying that the situation involved a small amount of non-toxic mold, but that an extensive cleanup was being conducted, quote, out of an abundance of caution. The problem was discovered in August. The Sanger announced on Wednesday that the Moon Taxi concert was scheduled for October 4th. It has now been rescheduled for Saturday, November 9th. It will remain at the Sanger, and all previously purchased tickets will be valid for the new date. Now, if you want to request a refund for your tickets, you can take them back to the place of purchase for your money back. The Mobile Symphony Orchestra, they had to move their season opener to the Civic Center. That's coming up this weekend. Now, more shows next month may be impacted at the Sanger, but SMG says those decisions, quote, will be made on a case-by-case basis. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man living in Auburn has been arrested on a terrorism charge. The FBI says Naif Kashu told agents he would execute a U.S. soldier if ordered by the Islamic State. He arrived in the U.S. in 2015 to study nursing at a community college. He has been charged with lying to federal agents and destroying records. Alberta police say someone is using their phone number as part of a scam. The person is calling residents claiming his name is Officer Mitchell. Alberta police say no one by that name works on the force. Spring Hill's volleyball coach could become the winningest volleyball coach in any division. Peggy Martin has 1,347 career wins. Tonight, as the Badgers host the University of Mobile, she is looking for win number 1,348. Martin has coached at Spring Hill for more than a decade. Many of her wins came at the University of Central Missouri, where she coached for over 30 years. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Employment First strives to include people with disabilities in the workplace. The initiative benefits the companies that invest in people with disabilities, and the employees become well-qualified workers and self-sufficient members of the community. Turn a disability into an opportunity. For more information, go to www.acdd.org or call 1-800-232-2158. Sponsored by the Alabama Council for Developmental Disabilities, the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program, the ABA, and this station.
Drew Brees has surgery on his throwing hand. Alabama head coach Nick Saban gives an update on defensive lineman LeBryan Ray. And a Major League rookie ties a home run record. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced yesterday that Alabama defensive lineman LeBryan Ray is expected to miss at least 6 weeks after undergoing foot surgery. Ray suffered the injury during Saturday's win at South Carolina. Saban added that the timetable for his return will depend on his progress throughout treatment and rehab. Ray was a preseason All-SEC selection. So far this season, he has 4 tackles, 1 sack, and a forced fumble. The undefeated and second-ranked Tide hosts Southern Miss this Saturday at 11 a.m. If you like seeing behind the scenes in the college football world, HBO announced yesterday that Arizona State, Florida, Penn State, and Washington State will all be featured in a new all-access college football series titled 24/7 College Football, set to begin in October. According to a press release, the 4-part documentary will showcase the lives of head coaches Dan Mullen, James Franklin, Herm Edwards, and Mike Leach, along with players and assistant coaches, all over a 1-week period during the regular season. The first episode will focus on the University of Florida, chronicling the week leading up to the Gators' game against Towson on September the 28th. It'll air at 9 p.m. on October the 2nd. In NFL news, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees underwent surgery on his right throwing thumb yesterday. The veteran quarterback posted a picture on his Instagram post-surgery, calling the procedure a success. Saints head coach Sean Payton declined to name a starter for the Saints' first game without Brees this Sunday at Seattle. Payton told the media that the team's planning on using 2 quarterbacks in veteran Teddy Bridgewater and dual-threat athlete Taysom Hill. Payton said he believes the Saints could gain a tactical advantage by forcing the Seahawks to prepare for 2 quarterbacks with different styles. Saints play at Seattle 3:25 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Seahawks currently favored by 4 points. In Major League Baseball last night, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 4-1. Bryce Harper hit his 32nd home run of the year to put Philly up 2-1.
A high fly ball to right center field. Towering shot. Acuna going back. To the back of the Braves bullpen.
The Phillies have won 2 in a row over Atlanta. The St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 5-1. New York Mets rookie Pete Alonso hit his major league leading 49th home run, tying the record for the most by a rookie.
And the curveball rocking it to left field. Forget that. That is way, way out of here. To the back of the bleachers and left, number 49 for Pete Alonso to get the Mets back within a run.
Alonso's home run helped lead his New York Mets to a 7-4 win over the Colorado Rockies. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2 in 10 innings. Tampa Bay beat the LA Dodgers 8-7 in 11 innings. Houston got the win over Texas 3-2. The San Francisco Giants crushed the Boston Red Sox 11-3. The LA Angels beat the New York Yankees 3-2. Arizona beat Miami 5-4. Oakland
beat Kansas City 1-0 in 11 innings. Toronto won a high-scoring game over Baltimore 11-10. San Diego beat Milwaukee 2-1. And the Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1. It's 10 minutes till 8. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Right, the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report on the way with Captain Bobby Averscato. Right now, we'll catch headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Scary moments at an Alabama courthouse after shots were fired, sending one person to the hospital. On Wednesday, those shots were fired at the Jackson County Courthouse, which is in the northeast portion of Alabama in a town called Scottsboro. According to WAFF-TV, they're reporting that the commission chairman says a man walked into the courthouse with a gun. The Scottsboro fire chief says one person was flown to a hospital after what he describes as a shooting involving a law enforcement officer. According to a Facebook post on the county commission's page, the courthouse is now closed. If you're looking for something fun to do that's both educational and easy on your budget, this weekend is your weekend to head to the museum. Museum Day is Saturday, September the 21st. That's when you can choose from several of Mobile's museums to visit for absolutely free. Those museums include the Mobile Museum of Art, the Battleship, the Condi Charlotte House, and the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. For more information, you can go to smithsonian.mag for your tickets. Again, that's this Saturday, September the 21st. It's Museum Day. The following museums are participating: the Mobile Museum of Art, the Battleship, the Condi Charlotte House, and the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. For more information, go to smithsonian.mag for your tickets. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Right, 7:54. 104, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, so if you're heading to the field this weekend for some dove hunting or you're going to head fishing, get the gear you need, and get the gear on the fishing side. Captain Bobby uses the local gear, not what works in some other far-flung location. Get what works around here when you check them out at McCoy Outdoor Company. Star of the show from A-Team Fishing, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, my friends. How are y'all?
Man, I'm good. And I know it doesn't feel like it temp-wise, even though Dr. Bill says we are going to get a little reduction here by 10 degrees or so. It is getting towards where people are thinking, fall fishing. And one of those things that's part of fall fishing, that's redfish.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's one of the things that that I definitely think about when it starts to turn fall. And like you said, the calendar says it may be fall, but the air temperature doesn't go. We're going to get this Arctic blast here this weekend where it's going to drop down to about 90 degrees or something, which will probably feel like an Arctic blast, you know.
But, I'll take it.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Let's not get picky at this point. But the fishing's been good, but you know, on the trout, and I had the opportunity, like you and I were talking about off the air, to target some redfish here in the last week or so. I've had some guys that specifically wanted to catch redfish, and as you well know, we spend, you know, the majority of the year chasing trout, so it's kind of a welcome thing for me to get to go do that. And you know, one of the things that I was thinking about after two pretty good redfish trips where we actually targeted fish is, and you remember these days where redfish were a bycatch for us, mm-hmm. Trout fishing. But you know, I was thinking about it, and our red fishing's gotten good enough to the point now here in Alabama. It's not South Louisiana, but it's gotten good enough to the point where you can actually go out and target redfish and actually have success on your trips, you know. So it's gotten that good, and it'll only get better as it cools off. But one of the things about redfish that I really love is they don't care how hot or cold it is. They're gonna fight no matter what, you know. If you find those fish and do a halfway decent job of presenting a bait to them, they're going to eat, you know, whether it's hot or cold or anywhere in between. So that's a fun fish to kind of fill in the gaps when the trout fishing gets a little bit tough like it is right now.
Well, talk about this. You're talking about them being, not worried about hot or cold. They're also a fish that shows up in a lot of different habitats. Where are you finding them right now?
Well, actually, fortunately, I had one trip where we caught them down south in the lower end of the bay, and we were fishing classic redfish places, which to me are creek mouths, little small drains in the marsh, little obscure places that you a lot of times wouldn't even think about stopping at, but just places where the water from the marsh is being drained out to a bigger body of water, and it's an ambush location for those redfish, the small little crabs and shrimp that are back in that marsh are pulled out of those marsh systems by the tide, and those redfish take advantage of that and set up a lot of times on these little creek mouths and little points. And we did really well down south at the lower end of the bay in the Sound, fishing gulp under a popping cork and some live shrimp under a popping cork. Then 2 days later, moved up to the northern end of the bay and we're fishing. You know, you'd have thought we were bass fishing because we were going down the edges of the grass lines and going down the edges of the canes. And you know, again, you would look like we were bass fishing, except we were fishing with popping corks. But we did catch quite a few on spoons too, which is a neat lure that I seem to use everywhere except here. You know,
that's so, right.
It's a fun lure to use because it's what I call an idiot lure. That's why I like it so much. You just throw it out there and pretty much just reel it back in, and I think it does a wonderful job of imitating a crab, and that's what those. Particularly those redfish around that grass, I think they feed a lot on crab. Even though we saw some shrimp in the grass, they're feeding mainly on crabs that are being pulled out of that grass. So long answer to your question, we caught them on the northern end and the southern end, which tells me that there's a lot of redfish, because you know there's a lot of redfish in between those two places, too.
That's for sure. Somebody wants to get a trip booked for redfish, speckled trout, the great fall fishing ahead. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's assuming you have internet, which you guys apparently don't right now. But if you do happen to have internet, you can go to ateamfishing.com and get in touch with us that way, or just give us a call at 251-661-7696.
Great stuff, Bobby. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, well, buddy, y'all have a good weekend.
We'll do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go give them a shot today. We're coming back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings. Robert Kennedy Jr., our guest, and we do that next.